fighting drug addictions, alcohol abuse, broken families. Just trying to get away from that, trying to break that cycle. And that's where Mateo House is going to come in, because they cannot leave Mateo House until they are clean from drugs and alcohol. And so the paperwork is in motion to legally open the boys' home. We're hoping in the end of 2023 that the home will be open and we can start bringing boys in. Pastor Anai, who is going to be the director of that, has a pretty amazing story. Lived in New York, on the streets, sold drugs, drug addict, just really messed up. And finally, the Lord grabbed the hold of his heart, and he turned to the Lord, and he's now serving in the Dominican Republic as a pastor, and he's not able to go back to New York ever again, just because of his record there. But his passion is to help the young men who are challenged with the same addictions that he had, to get them through that, and along with some other counselors that will be hired. But pray for Mateo House, and that will open soon. Just another shot, aerial shot of Mission 2535. And that was our board that was on the ground there, extended family, and handful of us came in early, and it's always good to work side by side, where you get the touch and feel and smell and just the sounds, rather than just through a Zoom meeting. So it was a great week there. So I'm going to let Pam talk to you and share her time. Which one?
The last one.
Okay. Uh-oh. Can you go back to the last picture, Heather, please? Sorry.
Well, like Scott said, it's been 3 years since I've been in the Dominican. And I always found with each trip, I always had like angst about going. One, you never... try to preparing for what's ahead of you. Second, flying. I'm not a good flyer. And then the third being just the anticipation of being on the ground and what's going to happen that week. And I'm always reminded that God wants us to step out of our comfort zone. And Bible verse always comes to mind to try and get me through these trips, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I was really excited this time, because typically when we go have board meetings, we go to the resort, and that is very nice. However, this was different. We went to the Community of Hope, which we could stay at with all the homes and everything that was built. And I kept thinking I was looking forward to seeing what God had planned for that week. And always reminded that, sometimes we go on these trips, we think, okay, we want to be served, but how can we serve? So that I kept in the back of my mind. And then, of course, it's always great to see the Romanos. But I'm telling you, when we landed and got on the ground there, I could actually feel and sense that God was working here in the Community of Hope. And I can remember in the house that we were staying at, I said to Scott, I said, I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so glad we came. How about it? That was good. And like I said, typically the trips that we do are medical in nature. But this turned out to be so much different. And my heart really needed that, especially since the pain and isolation that we have seen. Olga, you can relate to this, at the hospital from COVID over these past couple years. And then, you know, my mom being diagnosed and then passing. So it was good. And we got on the ground, we took a tour, and seeing all the accomplishments that were being done, even at the furniture factory, that amazed me. They were now having orders for furniture that had never been before. These guys were busy, and the other thing is too, which I've never seen before. A lot of the Haitians, when we would do medical clinics, come over, but they really 3 years ago didn't like them coming over. They had to have papers to come over. Well, now with all the corruption and everything going on in Haiti, they have a lot of Haitians that are leaving Port-au-Prince. And there were Haitians working in the furniture factory, and it was so nice to see them work together in this project, which was just great. I saw the vocational technical school, which was just great. You saw people just traveling constantly. We were filling potholes with dirt, and these people were coming in on motorcycle, just getting applications, and it was just amazing the activity that was going on here at the Community of Hope. And then, again, I think, like Scott said, the Caso de Mateo House, which was overwhelming. So the plan was that week for the board members and families to get together and work on these projects. It's funny. I do not like to paint. I don't. It's one thing I don't like to do. What did I do? Paint. So, well, as you saw, we painted the pickleball court, we painted the Caso de Mateo house, we were priming the walls for that, and just listening, we got really close to the board members' families and just listened to their stories, just in life, in general, you know, and then talking about being there again after COVID and how it's impacted families and all that they have had to go through. So it was just great. And, you know, we go with a plan, but God always has a different plan, that's for sure. I think the highlight, like Scott, and reiterating what Scott said, was going to the boys' home and listening to their testimonies. Many were there on their own accord, so they came on their own accord. Mom or dad had left at home, and now they were there and they were in trouble, or their grandparents brought them. And, you know, I kept thinking about our country as well, because we are where they are. When I would be in medical clinic the last time, you saw this more often in the Dominican, and now, unfortunately, we're seeing this in America, and this is one thing that has to change. I really pray for that. What I heard that really changed these boys' lives was their faith in Jesus Christ. It's what really made the difference in their lives. And a particular young man came up to me after listening to all these testimonies. And he was bilingual, so you were able to talk to him. Because it's so frustrating when you don't know the language. It just is. Because you want to talk to these people. But listening how much he appreciated that there was a group of people from America that took the time to come and listen to their stories and just help them and want to, you know, life to be better for them. So, you know, coming back, I always reflect and always ask myself, how has this experience changed me? And what can I do different coming home? Well, now, one thing, I paint more. How about it?
Too much.
And I have. I've been painting. It's been unbelievable, which I hate to do. But though seriously, it's made me think a lot more about our young people and how we have to meet them where they're at and pray for them and just God knows their struggles. I see this in our emergency rooms and our ICUs, even out on the floors, Olga, about it, every day. And that is the one thing that really has affected my heart. And also, just thank you for supporting the Romanos and the missions here, because it's by God's grace, honestly, that it changes those lives in the Dominican. But every team member that goes there too, it's got to change them one way or another because of how you see this mission grow. And I know it's changed mine. Thank you.
So one thing I did forget to mention, thanks Pam. One thing I did forget to mention, and just recently, one of our board members at the meeting, we've been thinking about our transportation. There's always a cost to moving teams around during the course of a week. And it sometimes takes 2 to 3 buses to do that. And so thinking through it and trying to utilize the money that God has provided the ministry, how do we utilize that in the best way possible and being sensitive to cost and whatnot and expenses. And so, the thought was, well, if we buy our own bus, then we don't have to, and I know this sounds kind of harsh, but we don't have to pay a driver, right? The cost, it is expensive. It's about $200 a day for a driver. Now that's, in the Dominican Republic, that's a lot of money, right? So, using the resources that we have. So there was a board member who shared that her church was willing to buy a bus. Now, just like in the Dominican Republic and here in the States, vehicles are hard to find, right? You have to order them and wait weeks, months to receive them. But some of you know Bebe and Nene, who are our drivers there. They own their own buses. However, life has taken them a different course, and so one of their buses became available. And so as of probably 2-3 weeks ago, Mission 2535 secured one of their buses. So we're now using a Mission 2535 owned bus to move teams around. So we're just thankful for that. So things you can pray for going forward is obviously if you could just keep the Romano family and in your prayers. As you know, Rick just recently lost his father, and being so far away, for the Romano family, if you're around them long enough, you know that this ministry is front and center for them. This is all they think of, and so it was difficult for Rick. Knowing that his father was nearing the end. So keep them in your prayers. Rick is back on the ground. They just finished up with a team from Trace 3, one of our board members. That company, a corporate company, has agreed to sponsor through internal fundraising to build a house every year. And so they send a team. And this is a large corporate company who puts together a team. And then Steve leads the team. So they just finished up with a house build this past week. So, there are other corporations through LinkedIn, through a connection that Mission 2535 has on LinkedIn that are now interested in, hey, how can we help? What can we do to get connected to make life better in the Dominican Republic? So, pray that grows, that interest. So, pray for that. We have a board meeting tonight. Pray for that meeting, that God would lead us and guide us in our decisions. And we have some important decisions to make this evening. And so pray for that. And then just pray that for the teams that are coming this summer. I'll be returning back in June to help with a large, two teams that are going. It's roughly 75 people who are going in 1 week. And so there's a challenge with we only have one intern, and one intern is not enough. So I'll be going down to help just with teams and logistics and food and all that stuff. So so pray for the teams. Pray that we would find other interns who are interested in serving on the ground there. And thank you again for your support. We really appreciate it. So thank you for listening, and I hope you found it encouraging. Thank you very much.